from Washington, this is VOA News. Police in Somalia say the terrorist siege of a Mogadishu hotel has ended, but not before at least 15 people were killed. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it calls apostate government members. It was a chaotic scene. Police say the terrorists set off a car bomb outside the hotel before gunmen burst into the building, firing their weapons at random and seizing hostages. Police stormed the hotel and killed the attackers on the building's roof. Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab has killed thousands since it began its campaign of terrorism 10 years ago to turn Somalia into a conservative Islamic state. Russian and Syrian government airplanes killed at least 45 people, including children. It happened in the eastern part of the country. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the strikes hit in the Deir ez-Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militants. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces clashed with IS inside the town of Manbij, a key stronghold of the Islamic group. Afghanistan's Taliban says it will strongly retaliate for the resumption of the U.S. airstrikes against them and rejected assertions bombing operations ever paused. The U.S. military began anti-Taliban air raids in the last week, but has declined to provide any details. The move comes just days after President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops in Afghanistan can attack insurgents. This is VOA News. The founding